Honolulu Civil Beat's Reality Check segment today looks at the suspension of open government laws. Reporter Nick Ruby joins us this morning from our nation's capital. Hi there, Nick.
Hi, Catherine. Thank you so much for having me on.
Hey, so is it eerily strange there in Washington, D.C., like it is here?
I would have to say yes. It's a lot easier to drive around the city than it used to be. The weather's getting a little bit nicer, so you see a lot of people out on the sidewalks, but they're doing their best to avoid each other, sometimes crossing the street if they happen to be crossing paths, but probably not as eerie as it might be out there with a lot of the tourists staying home or going home, I can imagine.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we are in uncharted territory here, and you have a story about how the government has suspended some of our open government laws.
Right. Well, this is a decision that Hawaii Governor David Ige made early on during his response to the COVID-19 and coronavirus pandemic. And it was part of a proclamation in which he decided to suspend the open meetings and public records law for the state of Hawaii. Now, for the open meetings law, the idea is that, you know, government officials need to act quickly and be nimble in a crisis situation, which that kind of makes sense, right? You don't need to follow the law to sort of post a meeting 6 days in advance of having a bunch of people get together in a room and decide how to react. So in that sense, that seemed to follow along with what's happening in a lot of other states. Now, the governor also suspended the state's public records law, which is a bit extreme. He didn't really explain the need for suspending the records law, which of course allows citizens and reporters and journalists to get access to government documents that help to sort of illuminate and explain what the government's doing and why it's doing it. That's of course incredibly important during a crisis situation. Now, no other state or no other governor had actually gone to that length anywhere else in the country. And so that's where Ige and Hawaii sort of stand alone as having some of the most anti-transparency measures put in place during this pandemic.
Well, it was funny because on Friday I was checking with the Department of Health about, hey, can't you guys give us more information now that we have more cases, positive cases, as to, you know, where these people live or work? I mean, I can understand the privacy issues when we just had a couple, but, you know, they said they're working on it.
Sure. And I mean, that's sort of one of the issues that we're all facing, right? There's a lot of fear and anxiety in this moment for members of the public. And they're trying to make sure that they have all the information they need to sort of maybe not panic as governments are responding to this global crisis. And when the government isn't being upfront and providing information, I think that sort of only heightens that anxiety among some folks. I think when we're talking about getting access to where certain people might live, at least in a sense of people who have tested positive for this, I think that there are ways for the government to really go about releasing that information without infringing on the privacy of those individuals, such
right.
as saying, you know, within this neighborhood, or, you know, maybe there were 10 people in Kailua who got sick within this vicinity, and it doesn't sort of infringe upon those privacy rights that those individuals might have.
So what are the watchdogs saying?
Well, the watchdogs, both in Hawaii and everywhere else, says that what Governor Ige did, again, is the most extreme example anywhere in the country of taking an anti-transparency sort of stance during this crisis. I think if you look to what Brian Black of the Civil Beat Law Center for the Public Interest had to say in a letter to the governor, he said, keeping Hawaii's electorate in the dark about government decisions for 2 months or longer is unconscionable. He also said that the governor's actions were, quote, recklessly overbroad, and said that in a crisis, we must reaffirm, not abandon, our most basic democratic principles. And he also said that when government boldly declares that it will hide information and conceal decision-making, rumor, innuendo, and special interests thrive while democracy withers. And again, this really gets back to the idea of how do we sort of make sure that what our government officials in Hawaii are doing is in the best interest of the public if we can't actually check on them and ensure that this is possible. Now, this is not to say that they need to drop everything to respond to a Public Records Act request when somebody submits one to the government, right? I think everybody understands that that this is a crisis situation. But at the same time, Hawaii does allow for 2 weeks for government officials to get back to people who are requesting records, and they can extend that by another 2 weeks if they want to. That's already written into our law. Now, getting rid of the law altogether goes a little bit beyond that. That says that they don't have to respond at all.
Yeah, well, we'll see how this all gets resolved, but we appreciate the story, Nick.
All right, thanks a lot for having me on.
All right, that was Civil Beat reporter Nick Groovy reporting from Washington, D.C. with today's reality check. To read more about that, go to civilbeat.org.